With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bad news. Sad news. Horrible news everywhere. We're sick of it. We find the happy news. The reason to smile first thing in the morning.
That's good news.
It's good news.
Ain't it good?
On KRC.
All right, what do you have that's good today?
Well, I'm sure you can imagine the panic that would set in if one of your dogs was stolen.
Sure.
But if you saw an animal that you believed to be stolen, would you have the guts to confront that person?
Yeah, it's a tough call. Maybe depending on the person.
It depends, right?
Depending on the size of the person.
Good answer. And how many people you had with you. This exact situation happened on live TV to a news crew. So in Boston, there was this news crew. They were reporting on the location of the crime about this stolen dog. The suspect returned to the scene of the crime, so to speak, with the dog. They spot this dog and they're like, is that the exact same dog? So here's a little bit of the confrontation between the reporter and the suspect.
He was just barking in the car, and I walked past the car, and I realized I thought it was supposed to be dog walking. It wasn't a kidnapping. It was just a simple mistake.
You didn't think to call the number on the tag?
I did, but then I tried using one phone. The phone was broken, and I just...
Hey, dispatcher, this is Juliana over at 7 News. I actually have the dog Titus and the man who said it was an accident that he took the dog with me right now.
I'm just glad that the person came back, and I'm glad that you guys were there.
Can you believe that?
And it sounded like he was making up his story as he was going along.
And not well. The phone was broken. I had a tin can on a string. But and the poor little dog is crying in the background. But can you even believe that?
Wow. What is it about criminals returning to the scene of the crime?
I know.
They just want to see what they did, the problems they created. They have to go back to see.
Or are they curious how much people know? I think that's part of it, too. Like, they come back and they go, oh, well, why is the news here? Let's hear what they say. How much do they know? Do they know it's me? And just that split second of the reporter realizing, wait a minute, that's the exact same dog. Yes.
Unbelievable.
I know. I just had to share that.